Software-defined networks, or SDN, are being positioned as a game-changer for businesses in every industry. What's the great promise of SDN, and how can businesses best take advantage of it? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And in Washington, a bipartisan group of attorneys general representing almost every state officially kicked off an antitrust investigation of Alphabet's Google. The claim? That Google's dominance raises troubling concerns for businesses and consumers alike. Diving into it right after these tech headlines. Amazon says it's looking to fill more than 30,000 full-time and part-time jobs throughout the country. Positions include corporate, tech, and customer fulfillment roles. The hiring spree comes shortly before the holiday shopping season, when retailers usually add staff to meet higher product demand. In Nashville, in particular, Amazon is progressing on a new operations center, adding at least 5,000 new jobs there. Amazon is also building out its shipping network, aiming to make one-day delivery standard for Prime customers. Uber sees some new expansion. It is doubling down on its digital truck brokerage division. The company is opening an office in Chicago that will serve as Uber Freight's headquarters and be the division's first engineering hub outside of San Francisco. The company says it plans to invest over $200 million annually in the region and hire 2,000 employees in the next 3 years, most dedicated to Uber Freight. There's plenty of logistics talent on hand in Chicago, a major transit point for North American shipping and home to several big operators. Case in point, freight brokers Echo Global Logistics, Hub Group, and UPS's Coyote Logistics are all based there, along with a number of what the Journal calls tech-focused logistic ventures. And as previously reported on the podcast, Tuesday, Apple has big plans for a trio of new iPhones. That means three iPhone 11 models, possibly three cameras on one of them, new colors, a faster processor, and more services stuff. But will any of it be enough to keep the iPhone and Apple humming? As the Journal's Trip Mickle puts it, more from him on what you can expect.
Apple's in this awkward period where the iPhone still counts for more than half of its revenue. It has to look elsewhere for growth, though. And so that's kind of what this event, the subtext of this event, will be.
Check back next podcast for the complete breakdown. Straight ahead, we talk the government versus big tech. Are big technology companies using monopoly power to extend their dominance?
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. Are software-defined networks a true game-changer for the business world? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Software-defined networks hold the promise of lower cost, greater flexibility, and easier management. When you are managing your network through SDN, you no longer have a need to deploy trucks and technicians to make changes to devices on your network. That can be done through software.
This week, Monday, about a dozen attorneys general, led by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, announced an antitrust investigation of Alphabet's Google. Joining us now via Skype on the scene, as a matter of fact, is The Wall Street Journal's Brent Kendall. He is at the Supreme Court. Brent, thank you so much for taking some time.
Hi.
So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, I understand, led the charge in terms of remarks he made on this probe. How did he set the stage? How did things start out?
Well, there were about a dozen attorneys general who appeared here in front of the Supreme Court to formally announce this probe. There are 48 states in all. Only two missing are California, Google's home state, and Alabama. But Attorney General Paxton from Texas basically led the proceedings and said, look, you know, we think Google, you know, has a lot of power. They're a big online dominant search platform, and they raise issues potentially for businesses and consumers. And, you know, and it's past time for us to be looking here. He was joined prominently by the Attorney General in D.C., Carl Racine, and then several other attorneys general took turns at the mic expressing their own concerns. I mean, one of the things that was interesting is, you know, there are a lot of broad concerns about Google, but I mean, what we learned for now, they're mostly focusing on Google's power in the search advertising market, even as all these attorneys general have concerns about a whole host of Google practices. So we'll have to see down the line whether this probe expands into something that becomes more more sweeping than what we heard of.
Right. So with advertising and such taking the center stage, any more in terms of how the states will tackle that issue?
You know, Google captures most of the U.S. search market. And as a result, I mean, they get all those eyeballs, and that's where advertisers want to be. So Google is powerful in search advertising. So these are the ads that show up, you know, when you or I punch in a search term and we get results, we get ads that go along with that. So Google is dominant there. And then in recent years, it's also become dominant in what's called display advertising. So they acquired several companies and expanded their own operations. So all the like display ads that you see on websites all over the internet, from the Wall Street Journal to the Onion, all those ads are placed effectively by Google, at least most of them are. And so you have both publishers and advertisers saying, you know, it's really hard to do business in online advertising without doing business through Google. So the question is whether Google has such power in this area that it can foreclose competition and then, you know, raise prices both for businesses and reduce innovation for consumers. And so, I mean, that's one of the big things that the state AGs talked about.
Right. Now, this is only the latest challenge for big tech. It's under fire from both federal and state antitrust enforcers, not to mention from Congress. This seems like it's just the beginning. For big tech, what else do we have to look forward to on the horizon? Because there is a lot. Where do we look next?
Well, there is a lot. For now, the federal antitrust enforcers, both at the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission, are doing their own thing. We know DOJ is scrutinizing Google. We know the FTC is scrutinizing Facebook. The agencies may also take a look at Apple, and we know they've been asking questions about Amazon. And the states and the federal enforcers may join forces for some of these things at some point. It's too soon to tell. And these investigations take a long time. So, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything to happen soon. And these can also be difficult cases. I mean, these are fast-moving, innovative businesses.
Right.
You know, and government officials may be slower to understand how these marketplaces work. I mean, a lot of the things that the general public is concerned about regarding these companies, say, on issues like privacy, aren't the sort of things that necessarily are going to be the centerpiece of a case, as we saw. As much as there were discussions about internet tracking and Google's building of personal data on each of us, again, most of the discussion was about advertising. And while, I mean, that's an important market to a lot of people, you know, if you're talking to somebody just who you run into on the sidewalk about Google, that's probably not going to be the issue that comes up.
Right.
So, you know, there's still this potential disconnect between the kinds of things that could end up being an enforcement case and the kinds of things that, you know, normal everyday Americans really care about.
Brent Kendall, I'm sure we'll be speaking again quite soon. But in the meantime, thank you so much for today.
Hey, sure.
We'll be covering more of the story as more unfolds. Head to WSJ.com for the very latest. That does it for the Tech News Briefing for now. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.